This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The central government has decided to create five new districts, Zanskar, Dras, Sham, Nubra and Changthang, in the Union Territory of Ladakh. In a social media post today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the Ministry of Home Affairs has decided to create five new districts in the Union Territory in pursuit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to build a developed and prosperous Ladakh. He said that new districts will take the benefits meant for the people to their doorsteps by bolstering governance in every nook and cranny. He said the government is committed to creating abundant opportunities for the people of Ladakh. The second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, ISMR, aimed at further strengthening trade and economic ties between the two countries will be held in Singapore today. Four union ministers, Nirmala Sitharaman, Piyush Goyal, S. Jayashankar and Ashwini Vaishnav, will attend the meet. During their visit, the ministers will interact with their Singaporean counterparts and leadership. The ISMR is a unique mechanism established to set a new agenda for India-Singapore bilateral relations. Its inaugural meeting was held in New Delhi in September 2022. This second meeting will enable both sides to review various aspects of their strategic partnership and identify new avenues to further elevate and broaden it. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met former Financial Action Task Force FATF President T. Raja Kumar in Singapore today. She congratulated Mr. Kumar on the successful completion of his tenure as FATF President. In the meeting, the Finance Minister also appreciated the former FATF President for his fair conduct of the FATF proceedings, particularly during the discussions and adoption of India's mutual evaluation report. They also exchanged views on the future of FATF and India's role within the organization. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh visited the National Civil Rights Museum yesterday and interacted with the Indian community in Memphis, Tennessee, on the last day of his tour to the U.S. Interacting with the Indian diaspora from Memphis, Atlanta and Nashville, Mr. Singh lauded the achievements of the Indian community and their contribution to society, science and economy. He described them as a living bridge between India and the U.S., fostering close relations and goodwill. The Indian Navy's warship INS Mumbai reached Colombo today for a three-day visit with the Sri Lankan Navy, ceremonially receiving the ship. This visit marks INS Mumbai's first visit to a Sri Lankan port and the eighth visit by an Indian Navy ship to Sri Lanka in 2024. During its stay, INS Mumbai will deliver essential spare parts for the Dornier Maritime Patrol aircraft operated by the Sri Lanka Air Force. In Pakistan, at least 23 people were killed in Balochistan's Musakhel district, about 317 kilometers from Quetta, as gunmen shot at trucks and bus passengers after checking their identities. According to Assistant Commissioner Musakhel Najib Kakar, armed men blocked the inter-provincial highway in Musakhel and offloaded passengers from trucks and buses and fired at them after checking their identities. In Bangladesh, at least 30 people were injured when clashes broke out between students and protesting Ansar personnel near the Central Secretariat in Dhaka on Sunday night. The clash started after 9 p.m. following reports that key figures from the anti-discrimination student movement, including Sarjis Alam and Hasnat Abdullah, are under siege at the secretariat. As the news spread, students from several halls of Dhaka University gathered and marched towards the secretariat area, demanding the release of the coordinators. Earlier on Sunday afternoon, a paramilitary auxiliary force, Bangladesh Ansar personnel, had blockaded the secretariat complex, preventing any entry or exit for indefinite time, demanding the nationalisation of their jobs. The festival of Janmashtami, which marks the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees throng to the temples to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. Mathura and Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh are fully geared up to celebrate the birth of Lord Krishna. Thousands of temples, including Banke Bihari Temple, Prem Mandir, ISKCON Temple and Sri Krishna Janmabhoomi Temple, have been tastefully decorated. And with that, we end this news bulletin.